Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hee-Won Lim. In state news, Governor Tony Evers signs an electric vehicle bill. Oliver Gerhardts has the story.
Wednesday, Governor Tony Evers signed bills designed to jumpstart a network of electric vehicle or EV charging stations all along the state's highways. According to the Wisconsin Transportation Secretary, EV drivers will soon be able to travel 85% of the state while remaining within 25 miles of a charger. This goes beyond federal guidance, which only calls for stations every 50 miles. The new laws make $80 million available for this construction, including one bill which, through grants, would cover 80% of the cost for businesses constructing charging stations over the next 5 years. The funding comes as a part of President Joe Biden's goal to build a national network of 500,000 public EV charging stations by 2030. Another change made by the bill makes an exception to a law that requires businesses charging by the kilowatt hour to be regulated as utilities, allowing businesses looking to offer EV charging a way to do so without being regulated as a utility. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhardts.
Thanks, Oliver. In international news, Irish Taoiseach Prime Minister Leo Varadkar announces his resignation. Varadkar cited, quote, personal and political, but mainly political reasons, end quote, as his reasons for stepping down. The Prime Minister was Ireland's youngest ever leader when first elected at the age of 38 in 2017. Varadkar also made history as the first biracial and openly gay leader of Ireland. He played leading roles in campaigns to legalize same-sex marriage and to repeal a ban on abortion. Those changes were approved in a 2015 referendum and passed in a vote in 2018, respectively. Varadkar will be replaced as Prime Minister in April after a party leadership contest. Thank you to the Associated Press and CNN for this story. Reporting for WSUM News, I'm Hee-Won Lim. Turning over to sports, here's Vince Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hee-Won. The Wisconsin softball team begins conference play tomorrow as the team will head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes in a three-game series. Inconsistent pitching has led to Wisconsin entering conference play with an 11-15 record, but a high-powered offense that is already two homers away from tying last year's total means Wisconsin can outscore the best of them. In pro sports, an already tough game just became tougher for the Milwaukee Bucks, will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for tonight's nationally televised matchup in Boston. This will be the second straight game Giannis has missed with a hamstring strain, as the Bucks will likely be extra careful with their stars down the stretch with the playoffs looming. Beating the 54-14 Celtics was already an uphill task for Milwaukee, but they have earned big wins against the Clippers and Suns this month without Giannis. From WSUM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesbrick.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hee-Won Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.